Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, I just want to share some unfortunate, sad news in the world of entertainment. Gene Hackman found dead yesterday morning in his house with his wife, age 95. Also, their dog has passed away, too. Jeez. In Santa Fe, New Mexico.
All three?
All three. Police apparently do not suspect foul play. But that was some breaking news this morning. Gene Hackman, of course, Hoosiers fame. Great actor, long time.
One of my favorites. He was so good.
95 years old.
I don't get it. Like, wonder what happened.
I think it's an ongoing story.
How about The French Connection?
His movie?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't see that one.
He's in a lot of great movies. 95, by the way. That snuck up on me, too, that he's 95. He was 95 years old.
Huh. Jake.
I'm trying to bring the mood down. Just kind of, let news be known.
We just got concert announcement of
that'd be great
ELO and BTO
that'd
playing
be awesome.
At Memorial Stadium.
That'd be preferred if we had that.
Tom Osborne.
Two Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globes.
What was the Academy Awards in?
I would have to look. But I could give you. I mean, think about some of these movies.
Give us some Gene Hackman movies.
Well, of course. I'll just do the old. Hackman's 2 Academy Award wins were for Best Actor, Bill, since you're asking, for his role as Jimmy Popeye Doyle in The French Connection.
Yep.
Okay. And for Best Supporting Actor for his role as a villainous sheriff in Clint Eastwood's Western film Unforgiven.
Given, yes.
He was Oscar nominated for his roles as Buck Barrow in the crime drama Bonnie and Clyde, a college professor in the drama I Never Sang for My Father. Okay, this was the one that a lot of people, it'll resonate with a lot of people and a lot of people will remember. And an FBI agent in the historical drama Mississippi Burning.
Yes, that was very good.
Yeah, he was incredible in that movie. In The Firm. He was great.
Oh, The Firm. He was really good.
With Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Epic performances by both of them, I thought. 1988, better times. Gene Hackman, better times.
So, RIP Gene Hackman, age 95.
Wife and dog.
Yes.
Wow.
Wife age 63. And I'm not sure how old the dog was, but still. Sad news in Santa Fe this morning.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
It happened yesterday, but the news is breaking here today. About this
thank
situation.
You, Jake. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's hope it's a better news in Bill's Thrills. Should we fire it up?
Fire it up
Thursday?
Let's
do this.
We're doing it.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a Cool Parenting Tips Thursday. Bill, what do you have for us today?
Cool Parenting Tips, things that just really resonate with me, and I think it will with you also. If you could teach your kids this for lifetime enjoyment, watch what they buy for a natural high. Observing those in front of you in the grocery store line or convenience store and see what they're purchasing. It's incredible fun. It is incredible fun. I'm at a grocery store the other day and I see a guy, he's got 2 microwave dinners and 2 cases of Pepsi. He had a microwave dinner, 2 cases of Pepsi. another convenience store stop yesterday. Mm-hmm. I stopped. The guy got cigarettes. He got a lottery ticket, a regular Dr. Pepper, and a slice of pizza. I'm thinking, okay, three of the four. I mean, I'd get one of the four. Sometimes I will look ahead of me, and there'll be 40 items on the conveyor belt. And of their 40, I wouldn't have purchased one thing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, they used it. You take a look. It is so much fun.
I've done it, but I haven't thought about
when
it.
When you really think about it, or see people just walk around going, I have no idea what that person is. Or you look at it and go, wow, they're in for a fun time.
Hold on. I've often sort of, it's sort of a violation of privacy.
No. And
don't
I also
look at my stuff.
No, I look, and it's fun.
You size it up.
I size it up, and it's hilarious fun. Also, I mean, I'll comment at times. I'll make comments. If it's fun stuff. If there's somebody ahead of me, like in line, and he's just like, I'm there getting, you know, a whole deal of groceries, and he's got like, you know, 230 packs of Busch Light, I'll be like, hey, big night ahead. All right. You know, so they'll
clean
laugh.
The shower tonight.
Yeah.
Got some Ajax?
Get some Ajax. Oh, I'm just telling you, the excitement you get from when you see people and what they're purchasing, it's, pay attention to it. I'm with you, Steve. You don't have to comment. I do occasionally if it's something that's somewhat fun. I don't usually point things out like, oh, wow, a little constipated, huh? I don't say things like that to them. Like, oh, Pepto-Bismol, got some things going on inside. No, I don't say that. But the fun in seeing what other people's purchase are just incredible.
I don't know what I'd do if people were commenting on what I was buying.
Oh. Yeah, it always makes you nervous. That's why when you have to buy one stupid thing that's kind of embarrassing, you always get eight other things just in case. So you can just kind of mix it in a little bit.
The checkout lady the other day at Russ's said, oh, you like candles? I buy candles a lot.
Yeah.
I buy a lot of candles. And she said, I've noticed that you buy a lot of candles. My thought was, really? You noticed this, huh?
I'm telling you right now, if I'm standing at, where'd you purchase this at?
Russ's in heaven.
So you're at Russ's, and I don't know you, and you're ahead of me, and you got eight candles, and that's it. I'm going to notice
I'm suspicious
that.
I
had other things
still,
in addition to the candles.
Just the fact that a guy just all of a sudden had four candles mixed in with some grape nuts. I'd be like, okay, there's something going on here. I want to know what's going on.
Would you say something?
I'd have a hard time not saying this. Like, just it'd be a hard time if it was some cereal and eight candles. How would you not at least? Because my first thing when I saw the guy with the Dr. Pepper, pack of smokes, lottery ticket, and a piece of pizza, my first thought was, I got to text the group text. And I go, hang on. This is too good. This is a cool parenting tip.
That's okay. We got to drill down on this a little bit. Yeah. I'm okay with you sizing up people's purchases. I don't know about the commenting thing.
I only comment if it's clearly fun. If it's a bunch of college kids getting a bunch of beer, I'm like, hey, what's going on here?
Where's the party tonight?
They start laughing. Yeah, no, I don't comment on I don't. Like, I don't say, oh, constipated things. No, I don't comment on that. Like,
you should get eat a little healthier.
Yeah.
you ever
think, try a salad. Try that out.
You ever been to
the produce section.
Never been to the produce section.
All you've got, this side of the store.
All you got is processed foods there. You might want to hop over here. Let me show you where the produce is out there.
That's a lot of pizza there, man.
Come over here. That's all. Everything you have right now is wrapped in plastic. Is that what you want?
I like this because I definitely have taken note of what people are buying.
You cannot stop.
It's kind of fun.
When I'm putting my stuff and I see, I glance forward, I go, I got to see what they're doing here. And it's sometimes you go, that's hilarious. Because there'll be times I know there's nothing that I would buy or ever buy. And people probably look at mine the same way. Like, okay, that's pretty bizarre. It's like the other day, I went through it and they have the Powerade's my favorite. And they were in the big one, like the whatever 32-ounce deal.
Like Powerade, yeah.
And they're single. You just buy them one at a time. I bought 40. I bought 40 of them, and so I got looks for sure. If I'm loading them up, if I'm just the checkout lady,
hard to load
and she's
up.
Like, she didn't say anything, but she had to be going, you're getting 40. That's odd.
This is probably a way to buy them in bulk that would be cheaper, right?
I don't know, but that's how I did it. Anything from the text?
Yeah,
line,
we do, and I'm not surprised. This is the first amount of people say, "What's up with Sip's candle obsession?"
Oh, I have candles all the
What's
time.
What's going on?
I have candles burning all the time. There's just at least one candle burning all the time.
At the is this an LES situation or not?
No, it's a scent situation.
Scent thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like cinnamon roll candles.
Okay,
there's quite a vibe going on there. Low lighting, shag carpeting.
Yeah. The lady noticed. She said, "You like candles, don't you?"
Someone says, Bill is so right. Yesterday, the guy in front of me checking out at my grocery store had, I would guess, about 17 cans of tuna, two big jars of mayo. I asked him if he liked tuna. He says, I'm learning to love it. Definitely put a smile on my face for the rest of the day.
I wonder what that's all about.
I wonder what that's all about. See, again, it's interesting. I'm telling you, teach your kids to say, can teach them not to comment, that's fine, but say, always glance ahead, because for the rest of your life, something's going to happen, and it's going to happen weekly.
I think I've caught myself looking at people's stuff, and then if they notice, I look away. Like, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at your stuff. I'm my bad. It's kind of like that. I have a little phobia, I think, as well.
A little phobia.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to size it up too closely, and then have
and you
them,
don't. It's like it's
what
like,
are you judging
it's
my
like,
stuff?
It's just like, you know, staring into the sun during an eclipse. Don't do that. You just kind of periph. You got to periph it.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
James in Lincoln says, my favorite is when I go to get cold medicine, Sudafed, ibuprofen. Person checking out saying, how you doing? I'm like, how do you think I'm doing? I feel miserable.
Feel miserable.
Thanks.
Getting Sudafed. James. Look at me. Yes.
Sip's house smells like a mix of cinnamon rolls and Marlboros.
I don't smoke. Why do people think I smoke?
That's quite a compliment.
Elliot, why is that funny?
Well, so here's what's funny to me.
I do not smoke. I do not smoke
you
at
have,
all.
Though, in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a... Anyway.
Wait, what was that?
I would... Breaking news. What we have?
Okay. Yeah. We just want to set the record straight here. I guess I look like a smoker. I sound like a smoker. I have leathery skin.
Leathery skin.
But I do not smoke.
You have been hacking the whole show. You've hacked the whole show.
I have allergies. And I do not smoke. I have not been a smoker.
I'm not a smoker. Marlboro. But I would say this.
I do not smoke Marlboros or Marlboro Lights.
To my knowledge.
Marlboro 100.
So you buy candles weekly. I've never bought a candle in my life.
Yeah, I buy them weekly. Yeah.
Candles weekly. Yeah, weekly. I can't imagine going through Russ's. Hey, where's the candle section?
I can show you where they're at. And they always have them in stock. And there's cranberry.
Cinnamon roll, you said?
Cinnamon roll. Uh-huh. There's light blue, which is like ocean scent. Uh-huh. There's probably 5 or 6 cents.
I'm picturing your house, and this has to be incredible.
I don't even want
anything else.
Where do you start? Yeah,
line,
we
Jake.
Do. Someone says I went to Walmart the other day. I walked out with these items: a quart of motor oil, 3-in-1 shampoo, and a pint of ice cream.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
See, but does that not interest you?
It does.
If you're in line, you look over and kind
it
of
does.
Go, okay, check this out.
Yeah, it does.
This is bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that I haven't looked at people's stuff before. I just try to avert my eyes if it'll
lead to nothing but pure joy your entire life.
I
your entire life, pure joy.
I don't disagree with you on this, strangely. I'll be more... Oh, I don't know. I'll probably lock in on it a little harder now. Thank you.
Last one is I imagine Sip getting off the motorcycle at Shoemaker's and just lighting up a cig every time I think about it. I don't smoke.
He doesn't smoke. He doesn't smoke.
And you can say I've never. I mean, I have smoked a cigarette or five, but I smoked cigars for a long time. So if that counts, I had to quit. But that was 20 years ago. That's 20 years ago.
The headline again, Bill, please.
Oh, hang on. I got to go back to it.
Yeah, please. You got a new notebook.
Watch what they buy for a natural high.
And that is a good one. Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty.
I got to go, Jake.
Where are you going? Advisors. It's 8
o'clock. Got a speaking engagement. How about this? I got one this morning with the realtor group, Woods and Home.
Is it close to your house?
It's coming together as one big unit.
Close to your house?
Yes. And then remember the great wide receiver, Brandon Riley?
Brandon Riley.
Yeah,
big catch against Michigan State, 2015.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
So I'm going to speak with his group in Omaha today.
Really? Yeah. His insurance?
This afternoon.
Group?
Yes, this afternoon.
Brandon is selling insurance.
I don't know if he's selling it. He's basically he is insurance. Some people sell insurance. Some people are insurance. He is insurance. He's way ahead of the game. His career is unbelievable.
Lightning.
Oh, he could run.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. His dad played for the Jets. Played at Kearney State College and played for the Jets.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right,
played
Bill.
In NFL. Well, thanks, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You're out of here?
Yeah.
Time to play the game show, which Bill would probably help out with today, but he's got to go. It's the 2009 college football recruiting class. So you don't have Schaefer, you don't have Bill, so you're on your own today.
2009, you'll kill me.
Think you know your 2009 college football recruiting class. Call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in Trivia. Mano y mano. No lifeline for you or the caller today on 2009 college football recruiting class. How do you feel about that today?
Pretty good. I mean,
probably feel better if you had Schaefer
so
or
how's
Phil.
This, how's the setup today?
I will give you the ranking of the player, their name, position, and you tell me what school that they went to.
Should be able to do this.
Okay. We have, is it Alex? Right? Alex, how do you feel about the 09 college football recruiting class?
I got a shot.
Okay, got a shot. Okay. So, you versus Alex. First question, Alex, is for you. What school did the number 28 player in the 2009 class, defensive tackle, Sheldon Richardson, go to?
Oklahoma.
Is it Oklahoma?
No.
It's a big steal coming.
Sip, do you want this one or not?
This is the big steal coming. I didn't get the great Bambino yesterday in the incident, but this guy went to Missouri.
Is it Missouri?
Wow. Brilliant!
I'm a little surprised you got that right. A little bit. Not all the way surprised. 1-0 lead for Sip. First question for the 2-0 lead. What school did number 34 player in the 2009 class, cornerback Stephon Gilmore, go to?
Clemson.
He did go to Clemson. Alex, do you want Stephon Gilmore's college or not?
Oh.
You don't have. If you get this wrong, you're negative, so you don't have to take this.
I better let it go.
That would be South Carolina. So if you're in the right state, wrong school, right state.
Sure about that?
I am sure about that. He was a very good player there. 1-0 lead for Sip. Back to you, Alex. Tie it up. What school did number 10 player in the 2009 class, linebacker Vontaze Burfict, go to?
This is perfect. Well, I know he played for the Bengals, but how about... Alabama.
Ooh. As we know, Alabama is never a bad guess, but it's not correct.
The incident, I'm putting the incident behind me. I'm This is a steal.
This?
Yes, it's, I'm absolutely taking this. It's Arizona State.
Brilliant. I'm not sure I would have had that right if I was asked the question, but that is a victory. You've moved on from the Babe Ruth incident, and you've won the game. Alex, nice try calling on the road, and thanks for trying this morning.
Thanks.
Vontaze Burfict. I don't know if that's a gimme to people.
God, he was a vicious hitter. Vicious.
He's vicious hitter. In the NFL, too. He had a lot of fines for his vicious play in the NFL.
Vicious.
Your last one.
Yeah, you've already, thumbs up from Ellie, by the
you've
way.
You've already won the game, but this is for fun.
I didn't get the Bambino, but I'd rally.
You focused on this one. You locked in. This is. I'm not trying to be tricky. I'll explain this before you answer the question. Okay, what school did number two player in the 09 class, running back Bryce Brown, go to for 1 year before he ended up at Kansas State? Where did he initially go to for a year? Number two player in the class.
Remember. I don't remember that. I'd guess Syracuse.
Number two player in the class did not go to Syracuse. He went to Tennessee for a year and then ended up at Kansas State.
You're mocking
me. I wasn't mocking you. You won the game. There's no mocking. Just a comment.
Couldn't the number two player feasibly end up at Syracuse?
If they're from Syracuse, New York, I could see that. Otherwise, unlikely. Or if, like, they had a famous dad that went
to,
you know, Dwight Freeney,
USC,
maybe, Donovan McNabb, possibly, if their sons. Yeah. Tiebreaker, Matt Barkley was the number one overall player in the 09 class and went to USC. How many career touchdowns did he throw as a four-year starter at USC?
Calculator time. Hold on. Four-year starter.
Started all 4 years at USC. Ended up being a fourth-round draft pick.
Well, I mean, I don't really need a calculator. I think it'd have to be an 80 range. I'd say 84.
Try 116.
Ooh.
4 years, 116 touchdowns, 48 picks for Matt Barkley at USC. Fourth-round draft pick. Very unimpressive NFL career, but pretty good stats in college for the number one overall player in that class.
USC is a great, is an extraordinary program.
And you hear the music right here. That's right. They get the song for the game.
Clay Helton going into the tunnel.
He's no longer there.
Right.
He's now at Georgia Southern. Is that right?
Yes.
Beat Nebraska a couple years ago.
Yeah. Clay Helton. That's a victory.
That's a win. Congratulations. When we come back, hour three, untaxed NIL. Is that really something we're doing in the world? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.